Good morning, Rhonda's House. Tanisha speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Vince Rock. I'm with Adult Protective Services. I guess Rhonda House recently started providing services for an individual of mine.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
What was your name again?
Vince. Last name is Rock, R-O-C-K.
Okay, so... And then tell me where you're calling from.
Adult Protective Services, JFS, Mahoning County.
And how can I help you?
I was trying to locate an individual, and I did yesterday, and I guess she's now under, she changed providers, I guess, home providers, and now she's under the care of Rhonda House, so I was just wondering if there's someone I could speak to.
Okay, what's the client's name?
Deborah Campbell.
All right, give me one moment. Let me see if Ms. Rhonda is available, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How can I help you?
My name is Vince Rock. I'm with Adult Protective Services. I was just calling in regards to an individual I guess you guys just started services for.
Okay. The individual?
Her name is Deborah Campbell.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I was having difficulty locating her. She had a previous provider that had no idea where she was, and I visited her home yesterday, and I just found out yesterday that you guys had her. I was wondering if you had any information on her at all that would be beneficial, because when I arrived, the worker was on her way out. I was just curious what services you guys were providing her in her home.
What is the issue? Why is she under adult protection? Is it something that we should know because we were not aware?
Her prior provider made a report, and I'm just following in up on it. It had to do with her living status.
Her living status?
And she was...
Okay.
Yeah, when I visited, I spoke with the worker who was there, but her shift was ending, and I did not want to keep her. I was just wondering what all you guys were doing in the house to see what all I could do to better help her.
Okay. Are you not aware of where she lives?
Oh, no, I have her address. I visited. I just didn't get to talk with the worker that long. I spent most of my time just reassuring that her home and everything was sufficient and she was safe. I'm just, it was brought to my attention that a new psychiatrist for her, like a new recommendation for a local psychiatrist would be beneficial for her. That was
okay.
Like the main thing that they, that the worker and her said to me. So I have a list of people. I was just wondering what all services you guys provided. So if anything else is needed for her, I can fill in the gaps, you know.
Okay. Can I get your name again? I'm sorry.
Vince, and my last name is Rock, just like the music.
Okay. And you what? ADP?
APS,
okay.
Adult Protective Services.
Okay. And let me get your number.
I could give you my personal. It's 330-207-1006.
Okay. That's your cell?
Yeah, it's my cell phone. Sometimes
okay.
It's easier to give that out.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll
begin.
I'm just
trying to gather as much. I'm just
okay.
Trying to get, you know, information. And I know you guys just got her, like, this week, basically, so.
Right. So we really don't have any information. Our nurse is still in the process of obtaining assessments from her. So I couldn't give you any information right now anyway. And there's a HIPAA violation, so I will have to have something in writing from her as well as something from you.
She's receiving medical attention from you guys?
I can't deny
okay,
or...
I understand, yeah.
Okay.
I get it, yeah.
I'll try to reach out and everything, but in the meantime, if you reach out to her, then we're going to need an authorization from her allowing us to give you any type of information.
Okay.
All right. Have a good morning.
Yeah.